Welcome everyone to today's episode of The Lindsay Elmore Show. Did you know that women spend approximately $300 per month on beauty and skincare products? Beauty products with organic and natural ingredients are one of the hottest trends and topics in the cosmetic industry these days. As a result, people are more aware that they should pay attention to the components of their beauty products. Consumers have become more savvy, choosing to avoid things like phthalates and parabens and harsh chemical cleansers in their skincare. This change will influence the market, and the beauty market is set to hit the $55 billion mark. And organic and natural skincare is a huge part of it. Unfortunately, greenwashing is also a problem. Greenwashing is the process by which companies convey a false impression or provide outrightly misleading information about their products to make them appear more environmentally sound. Greenwashing is considered to be an unsubstantiated claim or clever packaging that is designed to deceive consumers into believing that their products are environmentally friendly. My guest today is Trina Felber, and she firmly believes that there is only clean and dirty beauty. There's no such thing as a cleaner product. So let's dive into the show today and find out more about how we can truly assess the value of a product by reading the label and understanding, is it truly clean or have we just been greenwashed? Let's get to the show. Welcome to The Lindsay Elmore Show, a podcast for people who deserve to be healthy with honest, open and enlightening conversations with doctors, thought leaders, creatives, and spiritual gurus, you'll walk away with simple and tangible tips and tricks that allow you to live your healthiest life so you can pursue your dreams, overcome obstacles, and leave your mark. Trina Felber is the creator and CEO of Primal Life Organics, a plant-based skin and dental care company that creates the highest quality products on the market. With more than 30 years experience as a registered nurse, Trina is your natural health and beauty nurse. She will teach you how to improve your health by feeding your skin with clean and all natural products that exemplify and support your beauty and lifestyle, not destroy it. As a clean beauty coach, Trina gives you the power to become your own skin health expert. She adds her nursing care expertise into every product that she creates to bring the body back into balance, beauty, and harmony. She is the best-selling author of Beauty's Dirty Secret and believes that balance builds beauty and then leads to total health and wellness. Trina Felber, welcome to the Lindsay Elmore Show.
I am super excited to be here.
I am so excited for you to be here too. I love what you stand for and everything that you teach about plant-based skincare and plant-based dental care, because you say, listen, you can become your own clean beauty snob, and not just on like the like trying level, but full on, fully understanding that there's nothing toxic about beauty. It's just the products that we are using that are cramming our skin full of toxins. And one of the quotes that I've heard you say that I just absolutely love is, there's no such thing as cleaner beauty. It's either clean or it's not. So when it comes to skincare, why is it so important to use the healthiest options that we possibly can?
I love what you just said. I'm so glad that I said it too. No, it's amazing how we've been tricked to believe that safer is safe and cleaner is clean. When in reality, that's a brain trick that Big Cosmo is playing on you. They want you to hear the word safer and your brain doesn't know what safer means. It's not really a word. It's either safe or it's not. And since the word safe is in there, your brain registers it as safe and you get those happy, oh, I feel good. It's going to be good for me feelings. When in reality, it's loaded with things that really are going to cause more damage in the long run, maybe not initially, but in the long run. Cleaner is the same thing. Something's either clean or it's not. It's, you know, I like to make the analogy, a loaded gun, even if there's just one bullet in the chamber, is still loaded. So why play Russian roulette with your skincare? Let's take the bullets out, get rid of all the bullets. Now it's safe and now it's clean. So I teach people how to get rid of all the bullets in their skincare so that they can look the best. I can't even remember what you asked me now.
I'm just, you know, why are healthy options so important?
Yes. And this goes back to my educating people about their body and the way it really works, the way it functions. And, you know, as a registered nurse, I really want people to understand the why. Because if you don't understand the why, then sometimes you get your brain just doesn't connect with what you really should be using. So here's the why behind why clean and safe is so important and getting rid of all the bullets. When you eat something, when you eat food, say you're eating something that, you know, you're at a restaurant, you know that it's, you know, not organically grown because a lot of restaurants don't use organically grown ingredients. So your body will be able to process out most of the chemicals and the toxins, primarily, especially if you're in good health. If you're someone who is eating healthy, you're exercising, you're, you know, detoxing regularly, your body has a built-in mechanism. It's called your liver that will convert those toxins and those chemicals from being a oil soluble or a fat soluble to a water soluble. So then you can get rid of them when you urinate. That's why hydration is extremely important as a health aspect. But you know, when you ingest things through your second gut, which is your skin, this includes your skincare products, your beauty products, your makeup, your deodorant, even your dental products all get absorbed through your second gut. And what happens is you lose your protective mechanism of the liver. When you absorb things through your skin, these chemicals and toxins get absorbed through your fat tissue and into your bloodstream. When they go into your bloodstream in your periphery, things travel throughout your body. It goes to your heart, to your liver, it goes, or you're not to necessarily all of it to your liver, but some of it to your brain, to your kidneys, to your heart, all sorts of places, your lungs, but very little will end up going directly to your liver. So that means if it didn't go directly to your liver and it's traveling throughout your body, it could be absorbed into your tissues there, like your brain, or it can be, it can cause issues. It can cause inflammation. So if in order to get rid of those toxins, you have to do other types of things, including more detoxes. But the best thing to do is avoid using products that contain anything like that is in the first place. That way you're not putting your body at risk and you're not going to have to go through those extra steps and have any internal damage. So that's the real reason, is that you don't have any detoxification method or protection method in place with all the personal care products. We weren't designed like that. As humans, we've always eaten, right? We've always eaten food to support our bodies, but not always have we put things on our skin to make ourselves, you know, look younger or protect ourselves from the sun or, you know, those types of things. So we didn't evolve to need to have that protective mechanism through our skin, you know, gut.
Right, which is why we have this very highly evolved sense of smell that ties in directly to our gut that prevents us from eating toxic food, because toxic food can rapidly become fatal to us, versus it seems that our bodies, because many of the chemicals in skincare and in the modern environment are new. They are industrial chemicals. It's almost like our body is like, wait, what's happening? And so it's having to go through all of those years and years and years of learning that need to take place to be able to have more sophisticated detoxification measures. But especially as for now, like you said, avoiding them is better. Okay, so when you first started, you were saying that one of the things that you help your clients to do is identify some of the worst offenders in their skincare. Let's say that somebody has never been through their cabinet, never really looked at it. What are some of the go-tos that when you flip it over, you read that label and you go, ooh, that one's bad. What are some of the biggest ones that you choose to avoid?
I'm going to make it super easy and super simple for everybody. By the end of this, you're going to be a snob. You're going to be that clean beauty snob, someone who really knows what to look for. And it takes less than 5 to 10 seconds. Once you know what you're looking for, in 5 to 10 seconds, you can determine if a product is worth your time, your money, but more importantly, your health. So the first thing, you don't even have to look at the label initially. The first thing that I like to tell people to look at is the packaging. We as a society have forgotten that the package plays a huge role in the contents. We have become so plasticized. So many things, almost everything is put in plastic. And while an occasional product in plastic might not be harmful to you because your body can then get rid of the toxins, everything in plastic is an overload to your system. Why plastic? Plastic changes, it contracts and expands with temperature changes. And your product that you have in your hand when you buy it or when you're using it in your bathroom or wherever you are, that product has gone through multiple temperature changes. I like to use sunscreens or sun care products as one of the major examples, mainly because you can get that. You can understand that they're out in the hot sun. But when that product is being made, most, believe it or not, most skincare products are made overseas. They're made overseas, not here in the US. In fact, it's a good thing. You know, people put it on their label when it's made in the US. I usually put it on my labels made in the US because that means that it didn't come from someplace else that's out of your control. And secondly, it didn't have to get shipped overseas, meaning either by boat or by air. And both of those are different temperature and altitude changes. So with temperature changes, every time something goes from manufacturer to warehouse and then to the shipping center or to the retail outlet and then to your hand, it could go north, south, east, west, and back to north to get to you. All of those temperature changes causes that contraction and expansion of the plastic. If there's any liquid, if your product is a liquid product, especially things that are like serums and moisturizers, that will be affected more than, like, I'm talking powder. Powder isn't going to be affected by that temperature change or that contraction or expansion of plastic, but anything that would have like oils, water, anything like that is a product that should not be in plastic. Every time a contraction expands, those toxins, even if it's BPA free, those toxins, there are other toxins in plastic that are endocrine disruptors. They are cancer causing ingredients. They cause allergies, immune responses, all sorts of things. Those can be leached into your product. So by the time you use a product that's a year old and been through about 6 or 7 temperature changes, you now have a product that is no longer the original product. It is now, even if it was natural or safe to begin with, may now have be contaminated with toxins from the plastic bottle. What to look for? Simple. Glass is my favorite for face products, beauty products. Glass does not have any problems with temperature. There's no leaching of anything, and it's very safe. Tin or the aluminum containers are great for lots of other types of things like body butters or moisturizers that are thick enough to be in them, and powders as well. And then cardboard is the other thing that I like to use for my deodorant and my sun products. The sun products, especially being out in that sun, the hot sun, even if the sun's they're in something in shade, the heat from outside is changing the temperature. Plastic or is going to leach, whereas cardboard is not going to. So that's really the first thing to look at is the packaging. And if it's in plastic, it's probably time to upgrade your products to something that's not in plastic.
I love that summary because, and especially one thing that you said, you know, you mentioned doesn't matter if it's BPA free plastic, because, you know, as we've talked about with Dr. Anthony J here on the show, BPA goes by so many different names because you just make an analog of it. And so it may not be BPA, but it might be BPA F or BPB or BPF or BPS. There's so many different analogs that are basically doing the exact same thing. And you're right, because we also know that the temperature changes are not only affecting the product inside, but they're actually affecting the integrity of the plastic itself as the plastic starts to break down. So I'm wondering, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about before is the prevalence and the problems with water in skincare products. And you are a huge proponent of oil-based skincare. Talk to us about why, and you know, how does that also contribute to you being able to appropriately formulate really healthy skincare?
So first off, water in your skincare is like sugar in your diet. So if you think of water that way, you'll realize that when there's sugar in the food, it's not just affecting your pancreas and making more insulin. It's affecting everything. It's inflammatory. So it's going to affect your brain, your heart, your kidney, everything. Water, on the other hand, in your skincare is just like sugar in your diet. It is the sugar in skincare. It's cheap and it allows the companies to make their product look bigger and less expensive for them to make, while yet they can charge you a lot of money for that product that's basically water. The problem with water, so this is like the second tip. This is super easy. You look at the packaging. If you're okay with the packaging, flip it over, read the ingredient. If water is going to be in there, it's most likely going to be the first or the second ingredient in there. So you don't have to go far. You just look water. Yeah, done. So there's a couple problems with water. And I like to say it like this. Dehydrate your skincare, not your skin. When water is in your skincare products, it doesn't get absorbed. It doesn't hydrate you. Drink water, that will hydrate you. Putting water on top of your skin is going to dehydrate your skin. You have to just think about when you're in a bathtub for a long time or in a pool, you start to get that razor or the raisin look to your hands and your skin because it's pulling the moisture out of your skin. Water evaporates off the surface of your skin. And as it evaporates, it does a couple things. And all of these lead to dehydration of your skincare. The first thing it does is it disrupts your sebum. It actually changes the composition of your sebum. Your sebum is your natural oil production. Your sebum is protected. Your sebum is making you look younger and helps keep that moisture. It's a seal. It's a lock. It keeps the moisture in your skin. When you use water-based products, you're destroying that. Now you've removed that protective mechanism and you're open to losing moisture continuously from your skin. The other problem with losing your sebum is that's what houses or grows. It's the medium of growth for the good bacteria that prevents a lot of other issues on your skin, including acne, rosacea, and some other issues, including like bacterial and fungal issues of the skin. Your sebum houses the good bacteria that prevents them from growing and taking over. So by simply taking the water out and allowing your natural sebum, and don't worry, if you're one of those people that goes, I have so much oil on my skin, there's no way I can use oil-based skincare. I'm gonna tell you, I was you. I had the oiliest skin ever. I could wash my face 5 minutes later, blot, and there would be nothing but oil on my tissue. When you switch to oil-based skincare, that goes away. And the reason is you've removed the reason your skin is producing more oil. Water and some of the chemicals in there dry your skin out so much that your skin is overproducing oil to try and make up for it. It's trying to compensate. It's trying to bring you back to normal. It's trying to protect you. It's trying to keep the moisture in. When you remove it, it just feels like it has to continuously make more. As soon as you stop the cycle and you put oil on there and you start to produce the sebum and your body recognizes it, you normalize that out. And most people normalize back out. Sometimes you go a little dry because your body's trying to figure it out, and then you normal back out. So that's one of the problems with water, is that it's going to destroy your sebum and dry your skin out. And by the way, when you're dehydrated, you look about 10 years older, because dry, dehydrated skin shows your wrinkles. It shows your fine lines and it shows your discolorations. It's very sallow, meaning you don't look perky and healthy. And as soon as you hydrate the skin or start using oil, boom, it comes back to life. And you can literally take about 10 years off your life just by switching to oil. The other problem with water, if I haven't convinced you to remove the water from your skincare yet, the other problem with water is that it's typically tap water. So when you're looking at your ingredient list and you see water listed as number one or even number two, take a note and look further. Does it say purified or distilled? If it doesn't say either one of those words behind it, it's tap water, crap water. Crap water is loaded, as we know. We don't drink it because of what it's loaded with. So why would we put it on our second gut? It's loaded with It actually can have drug waste, which the number one drug found in tap water is birth control pills. Hello, if you think you're not getting hormone disruptors from your skincare because you're buying from a company that uses good ingredients, but they're putting crap water in there, you are still getting hormone disruptors from the crap water, probably birth control pills and a lot of other psychological type drugs, medications, things like that are still found in tap water. And
and it's not only just birth control pills. It's not just the artificial estrogens. It's also all of the estrogens that are in wastewater and runoff water that come from animal manufacturing and animal processing as well. And so it's not just pharmaceuticals. It's also just bioidentical hormones that are present in the environment.
And when you talk about that, it's also fertilizers, glyphosate, like that type of stuff. When you start to think about really what's in tap water, it's anything out there is in tap water. And if that's in your skincare, you do absorb that. Heavy metals is another component of tap water, heavy metals. So if you're someone who has detoxed, but can't get rid of it, can't feel better, heavy metals, especially in dental products, is a big component of, or a possibility of how they're still getting absorbed into your body. So getting rid of tap water will help with that as well. And then there are other things that could be found. Radioactive material, who cares about that, right? Well, radioactive material can be found in skincare products, or I guess in tap water. So potentially in the skincare products. So tap water, or removing water from your skincare, by doing that, you can go from a product that is housed in a bottle, let's say like a bottle this size, to something that is like housed in a bottle like this size, because that is literally how much water is typically put in a product. What does that mean for you? Because most likely these are going to be very comparable in price. If you're buying a good quality watered down serum, moisturizer, face, whatever, and you go to something that's water-free or oil-based, what that means is that you're probably paying very close to the same amount, but what you're going to be doing is using a lot less. And your skin is going to look better because it's not going to have to try and get rid of all those toxins from the water. It's not going to try and have to rehydrate. It's going to be hydrated. Your skin is going to look so much better when you go on an oil-based skincare product.
I love oil-based skincare, especially because many, many oils are exceptionally good at not only providing the nutrition that your skin needs, but also in balancing the microbiome. And the microbiome on your skin, in your mouth, is so important for your overall health and well-being. And, you know, way back in the day, even I published a paper about coconut oil and how it has this differential property to kill propion bacterium acnes, which is the bacteria that causes acne, while leaving the healthy microbiome and the healthy sebum, like you mentioned, in place. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. When I graduated pharmacy school, I was burdened with more than $150,000 in debt. After slowly chipping away at the more than six loans that I had, I was finally to a point where the end was in sight. I knew it would be difficult, but I thought, how much better would my life be if I wasn't putting $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month towards student loan debts? I went to an event called Oolapalooza, and I stood on stage in front of my friends, colleagues, family, and slapped a sticker on a surfboard and said, "This is the year I am going to pay off my student loan debt." 7 months later, I was officially out of student loan debt. I did it in a couple of simple ways. I started with six loans and I lined them up from least to most and started paying the least expensive loan and slowly eliminating the loans along the way. Doing that approach, I went from six loans to two in 1 year. But those two that were left were a huge, huge stack of money that still had to be paid. I did it slowly. Whenever I got a paycheck, I pretended like I was poor. I pretended like I was still living as a resident and just worked to pay off the loans. There is power in standing on stage and declaring in front of people that you are worthy of achieving your dreams, and then having systems of accountability and encouragement that help you to actually achieve those dreams. That's why I am building a team with Oola. If you are someone who believes that you are worthy of having an extraordinary life, that you deserve to be healthy, to have a healthy family situation, to have great friendships, to be able to have fun, you are the perfect person to come along on this journey with me. If you value personal development and genuinely say, "I want to be a better person tomorrow than I am today," come and join me. Head to lindseyelmore.com/Oola to find out more information. I would love to see you at our upcoming meetings and help you to figure out how can you craft the life of your dreams. Head to lindseyelmore.com/Oola. And now, let's get back to the show. So, talk to us about your rule of five. What is the rule of five and how can it help us to have healthier skincare?
This is super simple. Five, just remember five. The first five ingredients make up about 70 to 80% of that formula. So what that means to you is when you're looking at those, if you don't recognize them or if they look like they are chemicals, then what you are basically using is a chemical toxic soup for your skincare. What you want them to look like is oil, or plant-based in that, you know, can be an extract. It can be something along those lines, an essential oil, but you want to recognize plant-based skin ingredients. So I'm talking about like rose hip, coconut. You want to see olive oil or hibiscus, you know, things like that. If it's a plant, those first five ingredients, if they're plant-based, you know that you're getting good quality skincare products and you're going to be feeding your skin what it needs. It's actually going to be absorbing the nutrients and it's going to be absorbing, supporting your microbiome, supporting your sebum. But more importantly, it's actually going to be able to pass through. Skincare companies do know that in order to get something into your skin, there has to be oil. There has to be some sort of oil in there because water-based ingredients don't pass through your skin. The problem with fake vitamin C, L-ascorbic acid, the problem with fake vitamin C is that it doesn't absorb into your skin and it needs to be connected to something that is going to pull it through. So it has to either be an enhancer that has to absorb attached to oil, or it has to be attached to oil to get pulled into your skin. The most common ingredient combined with L-ascorbic acid is a palmitate. And when you look up the side effects of palmitate, palmitate causes cancer. So here you are trying to do something good for your skin using a vitamin C serum to reduce stress inside your skin and make you look younger while you've just introduce something that causes cancer into your skin. That's, to me, that is so wrong. That is so wrong. So instead, the way that I do this, this is the way to look for ingredients that work for you. What I decided to do, and it's my blue serum, my blueberry serum, is we put probably like 5 or 6 different really high quality organic oils. And in them, we throw a bunch of vitamin C rich berries like hibiscus, acai berries, all sorts of berries into the oil in a water bath, a warm water bath, and let it brew for about 30 days. And then we strain the berries out. Now you've got some really potent, not just vitamin C, but other ingredients, vitamin D, all sorts of vitamins in there that are going to be pulled into your skin. So it's important to look at what the first five ingredients, and if you recognize them as plant-based, you're on a good path. I can give you a couple more tips to go a little bit deeper, but you're on a good path. If you're in glass, there's no water, and the first five ingredients are plant-based. Does that make sense?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I love that because it harkens back to what you just said, that if your first ingredient is water, you're talking about that being 80% of what is in this product. And we've talked about the myriad of problems that come from water. So we're looking for oils, we're looking for extracts, we're looking for essential oils. And, you know, one of the other things I love about your skincare is it doesn't require preservatives.
Yeah. So that's the bonus of oil-based. So here's what's really interesting. When I started formulating my own products, I was flabbergasted. So when we talk about water being the worst ingredient, and I forgot to mention this, but what really brings it home is the fact that if you omit water, because everybody wants to know what the most, like what in my opinion is the worst ingredient in skincare. And everybody thinks I'm going to say, you know, I'm going blank on some of those.
I mean, it could be the phthalates. It could be the EDTAs. It could be the oxybenzones. Yeah. Yeah. All the things.
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm going to say that, but I say water. And the reason why water for me is the worst ingredient in skincare is because when you take the water out, you don't need all of the other things that are in there, like the emulsifiers, most emulsifiers to mix the oil in the water, because the oil has to be in there, like I said, to get stuff through your skin. That otherwise, like oil and vinegar don't mix, your skincare would look horrible when go on right. So they have to put emulsifiers in there. You don't need emulsifiers when you're not using water. You don't need preservatives. Oils are self-preserving. They are antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. When you think about plants growing outside, what do they have to protect themselves against? Everything. They have to protect themselves against fungus and viruses and bacteria and radiation and pollution and bugs, everything. So they have those components. We use those. They when they're extracted, those components are still there. So I don't have to put a preservative that's toxic to you in something because oil isn't going to grow bacteria anyway. There's no fillers. There's nothing in, you don't need to add anything to an oil-based skincare except the good stuff. So when you omit water, you omit everything. Chances are good. If you're buying from a company like mine, like Primal Life Organics, you are omitting. So there are some companies, this is why you have to read your labels. There are some companies that will omit the water, but still add other things in there that you don't need. So that's why it's really important to continue to read your labels. But once you find a company that you're comfortable with, that you've done the research, you know what their mission is, you know what their quality is and their standards are. Like I developed for Primal Life Organics, my standards are so high, nobody can compete with me. Very few companies out there are up at the top of the, I call it the pyramid of skincare, because everybody else is just pretending, because most consumers don't know how to read a label. So they can pretend that they're cleaner. They can say that they're safer because those people don't understand what that means, that means there's still toxins and chemicals in there.
It is so true that there can be so much just hidden if you're not diligent about reading labels. And you know, the standards aren't great even to require people to fully disclose on labels everything that's in the products. And that makes it even more important to be a really diligent consumer. Now, I loved one of the questions that was sent over. You said that, you know, there's a skincare diet that we didn't know that we needed. So talk to us about what goes into that everyday skincare diet.
Yeah. And it's, sometimes it feels too simple. I mean, seriously, we've been programmed to believe that we need so much. I use about 3 products a day, and that's about it. And then I have my little simple standards of once every 2 weeks, I do a mask, face mask. I do a deep treatment of an oil. It's my Fire and Ice facial oil that I do. But simplifying your skincare, if you're using the right products, you don't need a whole lot. So what you want, like I said before, like what you really want to look for in your skincare, what the way to simplify is to make sure that everything is plant-based, that if there's anything that's that's lab made, because there are some things that are lab made that is, you know, if they're in the right components can do okay for skin. And you know, those have to do with like anti-aging things. I'm not a big proponent of those. I still believe you don't need those. If you're eating right and you're detoxing correctly and you're feeding your skin correctly, I personally feel, because I've seen the results, not just with myself, but with lots of people, that if you're feeding your skin correctly with just plant-based ingredients, you're going to get the nutrients that you need to for your skin to look its best. And then you can add some beauty treatments on. So you want to make sure that everything is, and those first 5 ingredients, this is just takes your snobbiness a little bit deeper. If you want to be a bigger snob, you want to make sure that those first 5 ingredients are organic or wildcrafted. Now, wildcrafted is still okay. That just means it's been grown with no control. Nothing's been dumped on it, but they can't say that there hasn't been something sprayed from somewhere. It's just in the elements. So wildcrafted is still considered great by my standards. And we do use a couple wildcrafted ingredients, but for the most part, we use organic or certified organic ingredients, which means it's been grown without putting anything on it that's going to, you know, cause any kind of damage to the plant and to you. It's not genetically modified, those types of things. So the first five ingredients are the most important, like I said, because they make up of so much, but making sure that those are certified organic, because when you're the beauty snob and you know this stuff, now you know that if it's first five ingredients are organic, but yet they've been grown with pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers, and they could be genetically modified. You now understand that those first five ingredients, even if they're oil, might still have toxins in them. And if you're someone like me and like Lindsay, that you're getting rid of all that stuff. You don't want that stuff. You consciously have made the decision to not use and not eat those types of ingredients or foods. You now know that that's how beauty companies get away with lowering their dollar amount, but charging you more. This is where the EWG and Skin Deep, but there's another one, those apps fall short. This is where they're not doing you justice. This is where they do a good job at least getting you more aware. But when you go to an app like Skin Deep and you put in a product, it doesn't take in account if the product has water in it. So if it gives it a level one, which means there's not many toxins in there, it's a low level, zeros, none, I think it goes to five, would have more. If it gives it a one, but it has water in it, it hasn't taken that into account. So you might have to bump up to, I don't know how much it would bump it up if they really accounted for water, because they don't. The other thing it doesn't account for is if a plant is organic or grown conventionally. So that one, if it's got water and it's got or conventionally grown products, might now be a five, but you'll never know it as a normal average consumer, because you don't know where those hidden toxins are that they're not telling you about. So it's really important to know the tools that you're using and how, where are those hidden toxins? I don't know how this rates for food. I don't really look at that, because I buy, basically, if it's a plant, I buy it. If it's in a box, I very rarely buy it. So looking at your cosmetics and knowing that if you're going by something like those beauty app trends that like to tell you a rating of a product, make sure you're aware that there are hidden toxins and they're not taking those into account.
It is so difficult to really feel like you can go out and find something that's going to be really good for your skin, but also make your skin look good and make you feel confident and empowered. You know, I am a huge fan of all of the products that you create. We only talked about skincare today. I love Primal Life Organics, Trina's brand. You can check it out at www.primallifeorganics.com. And you can save 20% when you shop with the code Lindsay20. So Trina, as always, it is such a joy to talk to you. I'm so inspired by what you do and the passion that you put into creating truly clean skincare. So thank you for coming in today and being a guest on the Lindsay Elmore Show.
Thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate it. And really quick, if I can mention, I know a lot of people ask me, where do I start? Because it gets confusing. But I did put together a package. It's called the Natural Facelift Kit. We didn't even talk about the device I created, the wand that uses sonic vibration. But that package is the best deal to get, because it gives you everything at a lower price with a wand that's going to help. I teach you how to use the wand to create your own facelift, using it just a couple of days a week.
Totally. And you'll get that blueberry serum that we talked about earlier on in the episode.
The coffee is people's favorite.
And the earth cleanser. I mean, just all the things in that one kit. So thank you so much for coming in and being a guest today.
I'm so glad that you had me. And anytime you want to mouth off or talk about skincare, I'm here. I'm your girl.
This is your last chance, friends. The last chance that you will have to watch all of the Metabolic Makeover for free online. Encore Weekend is happening this weekend, September 11th to September 12th, 2021, and this will be the last chance that you will have to hear me interview more than 30 doctors, dietitians, clinicians, pharmacists about how we can reverse metabolic illness. Metabolic disease is more than just diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. 88% of Americans have low-grade metabolic dysfunction and they don't even know it. The problem with that is metabolic dysfunction can derail your sleep, your energy, contribute to weight gain, disrupt hormone function, and ultimately lead to chronic inflammation and illness. By the time that you finish the Metabolic Makeover Summit, you will understand what is causing your metabolism to go awry and how you can fix it. Head to metabolicmakeover.byhealthmeans.com to sign up now to watch the Encore Weekend. That is www.metabolicmakeover.byhealthmeans.com. The Lindsay Elmore Show is written and produced by me, Lindsay Elmore. Show segments are produced by Sue Procco and Derek Lugo. Sound design and editing is by Jive Media. Support the Lindsay Elmore Show by heading to lindsayelmore.com/podcast. Your contribution, no matter how big or how small, helps us to bring the best guests to the interview chair. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Share this and all of your favorite episodes with a friend and on social media. Be sure to tag @Lindsay Elmore Show and help us bring the pod to more people.